podcasting from the Instructional Development Center Room 2401 of the Student Commons Building at Heartland Community College. I'm media technologist Tom Corcoran, and this is the IDC Podcast, episode number 39 for the week of October 8th through the 12th of 2007. Just a reminder that October is podcasting month at Heartland Community College. John Dotta and myself will be presenting Podcasting 101 each Friday this month. If you want to learn more about how to create your own podcast, stop in to the Workforce Development Center, room 2602, on Friday the 12th, 19th, or 26th from noon to 1:30 p.m. Additional times from 2 to 3:30 p.m. on Friday the 12th and 26th have been added if you cannot make the noon workshop. In the Podcasting 101 workshop, you will learn in a hands-on lab how to create your own podcast. Bring a short script, if you'd like, and join us for Podcasting 101. The next workshop is on Friday the 12th from noon to 1:30 and from 2 to 3:30 p.m. And again, that's in the Workforce Development Center, room 2602. Thanks to all who have joined us last week in Podcast 101. If you have questions, feel free to contact me. Remember, you can find more information on the events, resources, podcasts, and other materials related to the Instructional Development Center at Heartland Community College. See our website at www.heartland.edu/IDC. Have you ever wanted to be your own boss, but you have questions about running your own small business? On Tuesday, October 9th, at 7 to 8 p.m. in the Community Commons Building, room 1406, Heartland Community College will be holding the second Your World Exposed HCC Speaker Series, entitled Be Your Own Boss, A Shared Experience of Successful Entrepreneurs. A panel of local small business owners, including Jamie Zier Apps of Roberts Trophies, Jan Kluver of Edible Arrangements, and Ken Ropp of Ropp Jersey Cheese, will discuss their experiences as small business owners. Also speaking will be Mr. Richard Kane, an academic advisor at Illinois State University and emerging entrepreneurship educator, as well as the evening's moderator, Dr. Nancy Evans of Heartland Community College. All Your World Exposed presentations are free, open to the public, and are held in the Community Commons Building, room 1406, at Heartland Community College. Feel free to bring your questions about starting and maintaining your own small business to ask of our panelists. As a follow-up to the last tips and tricks section, I thought I would talk a bit more about MP3 files. Specifically, how can you convert other file types, such as WAV files or Windows Media Audio files, into MP3? The easiest way to do this is to use iTunes. iTunes allows you to convert audio files you import into iTunes to other file types with just a few clicks of the mouse. First, you need to load iTunes. If you don't have it installed on your computer, it is a free download from Apple.com. Simply go to www.apple.com and navigate to the iTunes section. From here, you will see a link to download iTunes 7. Once you have iTunes, open the program by double-clicking its icon. Next, you will need to choose File and Add to Library. Navigate to your WAV, Windows Media Audio, or other audio files you'd like converted into MP3 and open them in iTunes. This will bring your audio tracks into the iTunes music library. Then you need to set the converted audio type under the Preferences section in iTunes. On a Windows computer, Preferences is located under the Edit menu. On the Macintosh, it's located under the iTunes menu. Scroll your mouse down to Preferences and click the mouse button. This will bring up a dialog box for all of the settings in iTunes. Choose Advanced along the top of this dialog box, and then choose Importing. You will see an area that says Import Using and a colon, and a drop-down menu allowing you to choose the file type you'd like to convert your audio files into. Choose MP3 Encoder, then choose Custom under the Setting colon drop-down box. This will allow you to set the stereo bit rate, which is the quality of the sound the MP3 file will be. I tend to use 64 S for podcasts. This will keep the file sizes small, but still allow you to sound clear. You can leave the rest of the settings the same and click OK. Click OK again, and you'll be back out into your main library music files in iTunes. Now you can select the files you'd like to convert to MP3 by highlighting each track. If you have multiple tracks you'd like to convert, simply press the Control key on the keyboard, Command key on the Macintosh, and use the mouse to click on each track you'd like to convert. Then right-click on the screen and scroll down to Convert Selection to MP3. iTunes will handle the rest. Then you will have MP3 versions of all of your audio files you selected. The new MP3 files will be inside of your iTunes Music Library folder on your computer. On a Windows machine, this is inside of your My Documents folder under My Music and iTunes. On a Macintosh, the files will be inside of the Music folder in iTunes under your Home Account folder. If you have any questions about converting audio files to MP3, feel free to contact me in the IDC. Thanks for listening to this episode of the IDC Podcast. Our podcasts are updated weekly with events happening in and news about the Instructional Development Center at Heartland Community College. Again, if you have any questions or in need of assistance with the services we offer in the IDC, check out our contact information on the IDC website at www.heartland.edu/IDC/contact.jsp. That's all for this week. Signing off until next time from the Instructional Development Center. Have a great week.